Harlequin by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Sean Barrett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Many deadly battles have been fought, people slaughtered, churches robbed, souls destroyed, young women and virgins deflowered, respectable wives and widows dishonoured, towns, manors and buildings burned, and robberies, cruelties and ambushes committed on the highways. Justice has failed because of these things. The Christian faith has withered, and commerce has perished, and so many other wickednesses and horrid things have followed from these wars that they cannot be spoken, numbered, or written down. Jean II, King of France, 1360. Harlequin, probably derived from the old French Elquin, a troop of the devil's horsemen. Prologue. The treasure of Hookton was stolen on Easter morning, 1342. It was a holy thing, a relic that hung from the church rafters, and it was extraordinary that so precious an object should have been kept in such an obscure village. Some folk said it had no business being there, that it should have been enshrined in a cathedral or some great abbey, while others, many others, said it was not genuine. Only fools denied that relics were faked. Glib men roamed the byways of England selling yellowed bones that were said to be from the fingers or toes or ribs of the blessed saints. And sometimes the bones were human, though more often they were from pigs or even deer. But still folk bought and prayed to the bones.